sleep at night.
Business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio, we're real country. 1430 AM stereo, WRDN, Durand, O'Galley, Wamundi, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. More than 50 million Americans have already voted, so closing arguments by Vice President Kamala Harris may not make any difference. Still, she made her case on the Ellipse in Washington last night. ABC's Selena Wang was there.
She made the pitch to Americans that while Trump is focused on his own grievances and himself, she is focused on the issues that Americans care about. She went through her plan to lower the cost of groceries, of prescription drugs, her plan to create more affordable housing, and she of course pledged to restore reproductive freedoms. Abortion, a critical issue that her campaign believes is going to turn out people to the polls on Election Day.
Donald Trump rallied before voters in Allentown, Pennsylvania, asking them,
"Are you better off now than you were 4 years ago?"
We find out this morning how much the U.S. economy grew in the last quarter. The Federal Reserve could use that number to make further decisions on interest rates at its meeting next week. This is ABC News. We got another look at the health of the U.S. economy today, with the Commerce Department set to release the latest GDP numbers. Economists expecting they'll show the economy grew at a 2.6% annual rate. Another sentence for the man who used a hammer to attack the husband of former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
As Judge Harry Dorfman was handing down David DePapp's state sentence, Dorfman said it was his intention that DePapp never get out of prison, giving him life in prison without the chance of parole for kidnapping, burglary, and false imprisonment of an elder. This sentence is on top of a 30-year federal prison term. When DePapp was given the chance to address the court, he spoke about September 11th being an inside job, his ex-wife being replaced by a body double, and his attorneys conspiring against him. He told the court he is psychic. Alex Stone, ABC News.
A new study says teenagers are spending on average 4 hours every day staring into screens, and that does not include screen time they need to do for school. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
If you're not planning to come into Macy's this week, you're missing out, because our Friends and Family Sale is happening now. What does that mean? It means when you use your coupon or Macy's card, you can take an extra 30% off, just like friends and family can. That's 30% off the latest trends, 30% off new arrivals, 30% off the best brands. It's just this week, it's just what you've been waiting for, and it's only at Macy's. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
We have thunderstorms with heavy rain on the way later today and tonight. A half inch to an inch or more of rain is possible. Today, falling temperatures. It'll be breezy and cloudy with temperatures in the mid-50s by late afternoon. Tonight, 43. Tomorrow, cloudy, showers, windy with a high of 48. For amazing fall and winter getaways and a boatload of holiday fun, explore Alexandria, Minnesota at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. The U.S. Supreme Court won't step in to remove Robert F. Kennedy Jr. from the Wisconsin ballot. The independent presidential candidate dropped out of the race this summer and endorsed Donald Trump. Courts in Wisconsin upheld the state's law that only a candidate's death could remove them from a ballot. Three Milwaukee police officers were injured when two squad cars collided. Milwaukee police say when a chase ensued after officers tried to pull over a wanted suspect on the city's south side Monday afternoon, a marked and unmarked squad car collided, sending three officers to the hospital. All of them are expected to recover. And Milwaukee County has launched a new initiative to work with youth at risk for gun violence. The Advance Peace Program has formerly incarcerated people in the community working as mentors with youth who've been identified as high risk for gun violence, either as victims or perpetrators. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Real quick, raise your hand if you want to lose an additional 4 bands a year. Go ahead and put your hands up. Put your hands up. You voted for Kamala Harris. Oh, okay, my fault. Good, because I don't think people understand that voting for Trump means you will lose an additional $4,000 to $5,000 a year. If Trump is elected, he plans to add a 60% tariff on all imports from China. Anything in your house that says made in China, take the price that you paid for and add 60%. He plans to add a 20% tariff on all imports coming from every other country. With Kamala Harris's opportunity economy, she's not hitting you with the sales tax of doom. She's providing tax cuts to the middle and working class, so that means you will save an additional $4,000 to $5,000 a year. Plus the $25,000 she's literally handing to new homebuyers, like, you know who to vote for in this November's election. It's Kamala Harris. Paid for by FFPAC, FFPAC.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. FFPAC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Good morning, it's 7:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Prime Realty of Durand, the area's number one home seller. Visit their website at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com. Bauer Bill Tire and Service, Durand and Mall Drive, Eau Claire. Hikey Pharmacy, downtown Durand. Annabis Silo, your Husqvarna and Toro Lawn and Garden Equipment dealer, Durand. And Bauer Plumbing and Septic Service, Durand. The city of Durand is looking at borrowing a small amount of money each year to continue doing small street projects. Durand Mayor Patrick Milliron says the idea would be to borrow $140,000 each year for another project.
And the idea would be to possibly borrow another $140,000, $150,000 a year and do that each year and do these two block projects so we can keep up with our streets.
That additional money would be levied on the tax rolls. Now, the proposed 2025 budget will be discussed and voted on during the November 20th council meeting. 7 people were hurt in a western Wisconsin crash. The Altoona Police Department says a semi lost control and hit 2 cars while exiting Highway 53 onto Highway 12 on Tuesday. Lanes were closed for several hours while the crash was being investigated. It's unknown how badly the 7 people were injured. There's an even 10,000 students at UW-Eau Claire this year. The University of Wisconsin released its official 10th day enrollment figures, and the Eau Claire campus has an even 10,000. That makes Eau Claire the 6th largest campus in the state. UW-Madison is obviously the largest with 52,000 students. UW-Stout has just under 7,000 students, while River Falls has just over 5,000. UW-La Crosse has almost 500 more students than UW-Eau Claire. A southern Minnesota man has been sentenced for his role in a drive-by shooting in Wisconsin. Police arrested 32-year-old DeAndrew Grant following last year's shooting at a pizza restaurant in La Crosse. Several people were wounded and the restaurant suffered significant damage. Grant pled guilty last month to charges including attempted homicide, battery with a dangerous weapon, and reckless endangerment. He was sentenced to 32 years in prison and 8 years of supervised release earlier this week. Wisconsin's new Rules of the Road book is supposed to be easier to read. The State Department of Transportation yesterday said it updated the rules of the road. The new book is supposed to be easier to read, simpler, and more straightforward. The Wisconsin DOT says they want to make sure that everyone can understand the rules for driving in the state. You can find the updated version at the Wisconsin DOT website. You're listening to WRDN News.
Building a new home or remodeling and need a new plumber? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. Need a perk test or septic system? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. Need sewer line cleaning or repair? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. Need a new water heater or repair? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. From basic plumbing to big projects, call Chris Bauer of Bauer Plumbing and Septic Service at 715-672-8224. That's 715-672-8224.
Looking for outdoor power equipment for your lawn and garden projects? Anibis Silo is your home for Husqvarna and Toro lawn and garden equipment. Anibis Silo has the right equipment solution for you to tackle any job. Need a piece of equipment repaired? Anibis Silo also now has small engine service and repair. The service staff can repair all makes and models of lawn and garden equipment. Visit Anibis Silo, Highway 25 Durand, for your lawn and garden equipment needs.
The Supreme Court has ruled that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. must remain on the ballot in Michigan and Wisconsin. Kennedy, who dropped out of the presidential race in August, was looking to be removed from the ballot in the key swing states after endorsing Donald Trump. State election officials had already said early and absentee voting in the states was well underway, but the Supreme Court giving a decision on the emergency appeal with no further explanation. A former Minnesota State Trooper accused of causing a deadly crash is asking a judge to dismiss 8 of 9 charges against him. Shane Roper faces several offenses, including second-degree manslaughter and criminal vehicular homicide. Both charges carry a maximum sentence of 10 years in jail. Roper's attorneys recently filed a motion claiming prosecutors failed to meet their burden of offering direct evidence that showed their client's actions led to the cause of death. The defendant is expected back in court November 21st. Wisconsin's state superintendent says she'll ask for $60 million to recruit and retain educators in the state. Dr. Jill Utterly says her proposal would pay for licenses for new teachers, stipends to help student teachers reduce debt, and a new grant program to expand the education workforce. She's also proposed free breakfast and lunch for all Wisconsin students last week. The full Department of Public Instruction budget proposal will be released next month. A leading sauerkraut producer is moving its headquarters to Wisconsin. Fermented Food Holdings will invest $13 million at its production facility in the Outagamie County village of Bear Creek and will relocate its corporate headquarters to Madison. The Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation awarded the company $500,000 in performance-based tax credits to make the move. The sauerkraut maker looks to increase its annual capacity by 20 million pounds of cabbage and add 60 jobs due to the expansion. By the way, Wisconsin is the fourth largest producer of cabbage in the United States. A Minnesota woman is facing charges of voter fraud. Authorities say Danielle Christine Miller of Nashawauk, Minnesota, filled out an absentee ballot for her mother, who died in August. Miller says her mother was a fan of former President Donald Trump and had wanted to vote for him. Miller admitted to signing the deceased woman's name on the ballot. She'll now appear before a judge December 4th. You're listening to WRDN News.
Hyke Pharmacy, your locally owned pharmacy, has the immunizations to help keep you and your family going. Hyke Pharmacy offers flu, COVID, RSV, shingles, and other immunizations and honors most prescription plans, including Medicare, so Medicare Part B recipients could get their shots for free. Get your immunizations from Hyke Pharmacy at 213 West Main Street in Durant or call them at 715-672-5202. Hyke Pharmacy, downtown Durant.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Why do home sellers need the Prime Realty Advantage? I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Here's a big one. When you list your home with Prime Realty, we place your home on two multiple listing services, and that gets your home seen by thousands of potential buyers. Plus, our agents at Prime Realty are more than just a salesperson. We act on your behalf, providing advice, guidance, and the experience to sell your home. If you're thinking of selling your home, don't do it alone. Find out how Prime Realty of Durand can sell your home today. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
All of Wisconsin remains under a high fire danger. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says central and east central Wisconsin is in a very high fire danger. The rest of the state is in a high fire danger. That fire danger should begin to diminish as showers and thunderstorms are expected later this week and even into next week. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekans.
Election Day is fast approaching, and your vote in local elections is important. I am Deborah Fisher, and I am running for the Pepin County Register of Deeds. Determined to serve the community of Pepin County, determined to put the taxpayers first, and determined to make a difference. I am running for this office as an independent candidate and would value your voice and your vote. Remember to get out and vote on Tuesday, November 5th. Authorized and paid for on my behalf.
The Minnesota Timberwolves came up short in a 120-114 loss to the Dallas Mavericks at the Target Center. Anthony Edwards scored 24 points in the first quarter, but the Wolves gave up a 10-point second-quarter lead by halftime. Minnesota made a run at the end of the game before Dallas pulled away. Edwards finished with 37 points in the losing effort. The 2-2 Wolves will host Denver Friday. Marc-Andre Fleury played in front of the Pittsburgh Penguins for likely the last time, as he led Minnesota to a 5-3 win over the Pens last night. The former Penguins goaltender made 26 saves in the victory. The Penguins got out to an early 2-0 lead, but then the Wild scored the next four goals to take control of the contest. Freddy Giroudo lit the lamp twice in the victory, while Mats Zuccolo and Kirill Kasparov also found the back of the net. The Wild have now won 5 of 6. The Wild will host the Lightning on Friday. The Minnesota Vikings are making a deal with the Jaguars ahead of next week's trade deadline. According to multiple reports, Minnesota is trading for Jacksonville's starting left tackle, Cam Robinson. The Vikings are sending the Jags a conditional 2026 fifth-round pick. The Vikings are also receiving a conditional 2026 seventh-round pick. The trade comes after Minnesota starting left tackle Christian Darrisaw suffered a season-ending knee injury last week against the Rams. Robinson has started all 91 games he's played in since being drafted by Jacksonville in 2017. A showdown in the NFC North this weekend as the Packers will square off against the Lions from Lambeau Field. Green Bay is coming off a late win over the Jaguars, where Brandon McManus nailed the game-winning field goal for the second straight week. The Packers are in second place in the NFC North at 6-2, while the Lions are in first at 6-1. In other team news, the team signed linebacker Jamin Davis to the practice squad yesterday.
Did you know your skin is the largest organ of your body?
Huh?
That's why you should shower with Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash instead of plain old bar soap. Love your skin by super hydrating it with vitamin B3 and glorious notes of vanilla and shea. Did you know that my super hydrated skin is the second largest organ of my body? The first is my heart. Old Spice. Men have skin too. Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash. 24/7 renewing moisture. With daily use.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's football season, and Uber Eats has the best deals on game day food. Whatever you're craving, from 2-to-1 pizza to buy one, get one wings, Uber Eats is dropping deals all season long. Uber Eats, official on-demand delivery partner of the NFL. Order now.
Sure, it's election season,
But there are some things that all of us should still be able to agree on, like this. Elections in Wisconsin should be decided by the citizens of Wisconsin. But our democracy is under threat from radical groups that are fighting to keep the door open for illegal immigrants and non-citizens voting. Your Republican state legislators passed an amendment that would make sure only citizens get to vote. But a network of radical groups and special interests are fighting against it. Groups that support mass amnesty for illegal immigrants, abolishing ICE and funding sanctuary cities, outright socialists, all working together to keep the door open to non-citizens voting in our elections. Wisconsin, we need to protect our elections. Vote yes on the referendum and support Republican candidates for state Senate and state assembly who are fighting to protect your vote. The Republican Party of Wisconsin paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising.
The New York Yankees have forced a Game 5 in the World Series after blowing out the Dodgers 11-4 in New York on Tuesday. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Anthony Volpe clubbed a grand slam, while Austin Wells and Gleyber Torres also went yard for New York. Freddie Freeman made history after becoming the first player to hit a home run in six straight World Series games. He clubbed a two-run shot in the first for the Dodgers. Yankees still trail 3-1 in the series. They'll host Game 5 tonight. White Sox have a new skipper, hiring Will Venable as their manager on Tuesday. Sox coming off the worst season in the history of modern Major League Baseball, finishing 41-121. Brewers signed their pitching coach, Chris Hook, to a multi-year contract. He had been with the Brewers organization since 2008, taking over the pitching staff in 2019. Under Hook, the Brewers ranked fifth in Major League Baseball and second in the National League, behind only the Dodgers in earned run average. Brewers also second in that time in all of baseball in strikeouts. Packers return to work today, starting preparations for Sunday's matchup against the Lions at Lambeau Field. Detroit 6-1, a half game up on the Packers, or 6-2. The Packers may have to count on their backup quarterback, Malik Willis, again this week. Jordan Love left last week's win over Jacksonville with a groin injury, leaving him questionable for this week's game. The Packers are 3-0 in games that Willis has played in, though.
The moment's not too big for him, and I don't think that's the case for everybody. It seems like his heartbeat, it just stays pretty consistent. I mean, there were some big-time plays he made in that game, obviously, and I also think the belief that the team has in him and his ability to lead us.
Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. Wisconsin women's hockey team holds down the unanimous number one spot in week 7 of the USA Hockey Women's College Hockey Poll. The Badgers off to a 10-0 start on the season. They'll open a two-game series at St. Cloud State on Friday. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now.
800-575-2706.
Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call
800-575-2706. That's 800-575-2706.
Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Cloudy throughout the day today. 80% chance of showers and storms. Highs low 70s with temperatures falling into the 60s this afternoon. Southwest winds at 10 to 15, gusting to 35. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms. 90% chance. Lows low 40s. North winds at 5 to 15, gusting to 30. Tomorrow, showers as well and snow also possible. No snow accumulation. We'll have highs only in the mid-40s. Currently across the region, plenty of clouds. Mondovi, 73. Pepin, Lake City, 72. Ogallee, Plum City, Wabasha, and Nelson all at 71. Here at WRDN, we do have clouds, 73, with Kenny Chesney and Uncle Cracker. And when the sun goes down, it's 725.
Suntan toes, tickling the sand. Cold drink chilling in my right hand. Watching you sleep in the evening light. Resting up for a long, long time.
taking it easy, laying in a hammock where it's nice and breezy, and sleeping off the night before, 'cause when the sun goes down, we'll be back for more.
When the sun goes down, we'll be grooving. When the sun goes down, we'll be feeling alright.
When the sun sinks down over the water, everything gets hotter when the sun goes down.
Guitar and my dark sunglasses.
This sweet concoction is smooth as molasses.
Nothing to do but breathe all day until the big moon rises and it's time to play. When the sun goes down, we'll be grooving. When the sun goes down, we're feeling alright.
When the sun sinks down over the water,
everything gets hotter when the sun goes
when
down.
The sun goes
when the sun
down.
Goes down, we'll be grooving. When the sun goes down, we'll be feeling alright.
When the sun sinks down over the water,
everything gets hotter when the sun goes down. On a windy night, a beat up Chevy van, loaded it up with our innocent dreams and all the love we had. Didn't know then how hard it was living on our own. I'd find her crying late at night, talking to the folks back home. Carry me back.
Adobe Buffaloes. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
All but 22, I think at the time. I'd been out on the road, lonely at night. And it'd been a while, so it was on my mind. Well, I saw him walk in with his cowboy hat. And I thought to myself, I could use some of that. His boots like glass on a sawdust floor. Had moves like nothing I'd ever seen before. So I walked right up, and I pulled him to the side. I handed that man a beer, and looked him in the eyes. And I said, baby, I think you're gonna wanna hear this. Then I told him, excuse me, you look like you love me. You look like you want me to want you to come on home. Baby,
beer joint with a few of the guys, and this cute little country girl caught my eye. And boy, let me tell you, she was the prettiest thing I'd ever seen in a pair of boots. Well, she walked right up to me, handed me a beer, gave me a look like, let's get out of here. And that's when I realized that she was every cowboy's dream come true. She told me this right here. She said,
excuse me, you look like you love me. You look like you want me to want you to come on home. And baby, I don't blame you for looking me up and down across this room. I'm drunk and I'm ready to leave. And you look like you love me. Think to yourself, I could use some of that. Don't waste your time. Just give him this here line. Goes a little like this. Excuse me. You look like you love me. You look like
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Ella Langley and Riley Green, You Look Like You Love Me. 7:35, I'm Brian Winnikins. Good morning. Happy Wednesday. Coming up next hour, we'll have birthdays, anniversaries. If you have a birthday or anniversary you would like us to announce, you can give us a call, 715-672-8989. You can also visit us on our Facebook page at WRDN 1430 AM Stereo and 107.3 FM and send us a message that way. Also, this morning at about 9:10, we'll be chatting with Tyler Masalk. He is with the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. Recently, silver carp, the invasive silver carp, was discovered in the lower Chippewa River and also the Black River as well. We're going to talk with Tyler about that here coming up this morning, again, at about 9:10. We will tell you about some new bobbleheads that are available if you collect bobbleheads. How much you're going to spend for Halloween so far. Well, we'll tell you what Americans are projected to spend for this Halloween season. Speaking of Halloween, Mother Nature pulling a pretty nasty trick
for Halloween. Yeah, it's going to be 30 to 40 degrees colder tomorrow. In fact, believe it or not, for northwest Wisconsin, far northwest Wisconsin, winter storm watches are up. What? Really? So we've got potential snow in the forecast. For us, we could see some snow mixing with the rain. Nothing like what, but there's winter storm watches up for tomorrow. Of course, this weekend, we go from, we set our clocks from sunshine and happiness to darkness and sadness as we fall back this weekend. And but it's we got some big changes on the way here in our forecast. Yesterday, oh man, before the winds picked up, yeah, yesterday was an absolute beautiful day. We do need the rain. We are going to see some of that, but we could even see some snow too as Mother Nature decides to get in on the Halloween action. We'll have details here coming up.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
The Dairy Farm families of AMPI are proud to share their award-winning butter and cheese with you. Find the Dinner Bell Creamery brand in your favorite store and bring home the taste of farm-fresh goodness. Farmer-owned and co-op crafted, our commitment runs deep to care for our land, animals, cooperative, and communities. The result is award-winning butter and cheese, where the heart of the Midwest shines through in every flavorful bite. Find us online at dinnerbellcreamery.coop or follow along on Facebook and Instagram. Dinner Bell Creamery, co-op crafted by farmers, made for families.
It was time to make our own Christmas traditions. For years, we've been trekking to both sets of in-laws, both Christmas dinners. It was just too much. So this year, we started to look for a place to get together in Alexandria, Minnesota. Christmas lights that will light up our kids' faces, a new adventure, create some wonder. It makes us wonder, why didn't we do this sooner?
Start planning your time together in the Lakes area. Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
We all know what the 4-H pledge is. I pledge my head to clearer thinking, my heart to greater loyalty, my hands to larger service, and my health to better living. For my club, my community, my country, and my world. Big city folks might not get it, but Western Wisconsin does. I'm Rebecca Cook, and I grew up on a dairy farm that's been here for generations. I'm a proud 4-H alumni, and I'm running for Congress. Farms like my family's have been under siege for decades. Big Ag has driven so many of us out of business. And what's Congress done? Nothing. Derek Van Orden has gone Washington. He yells at workers, talks down to people, and acts like he's better than us. He's in Congress to serve himself, not Wisconsin. I'm running for Congress to serve you. I'll stand up to Democrats to fight for a secure border, support police, and stop the wasteful spending. I'm Rebecca Cook, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message because values of 4-H beat the values of Washington any day of the week. Paid for by Cook for Congress.
Forecast for today, cloudy with an 80% chance of showers and storms this afternoon. Temperatures will fall into the low 60s. Southwest winds at 10 to 15, gusting to 35. Tonight, 90% chance of showers and storms, lows low 40s. Tomorrow, 90% chance of showers and storms, cooler highs only mid-40s. Currently across the region, Mondovi 73, Pepin and Lake City 72, Ogalle, Plum City, Wabasha, Nelson 71. Here at WRDN, cloud 73 with Shania, it's 740.
Am I dreaming or stupid? I think I've been hit by Cupid, but no one needs to know right now. I met a tall, dark, and handsome man. I've been busy making big plans, but no one needs to know right now. I got my heart set, my feet wet, but he don't even know yet, but no
I want bells to ring, the choir to sing, the white dress, the guest, the cake, the car, the whole darn thing. But no one needs to know right now. I'll tell him someday, someway, somehow. But I'm gonna keep it a secret for now. We'll have a little.
Got rice cooking in the microwave. Got a 3-day beard I don't plan to shave. And it's a goofy thing, but I just gotta say, hey, I'm doing alright. Yeah, I think I'll make me some homemade soup. I'm feeling pretty good, and that's the truth. It's neither drink nor drug induced. No, I'm just doing alright. And it's a great day to be alive. I know the sun's still shining when I close my eyes. There's some hard times in the neighborhood, but why can't every day be just this good? Oh, yeah. It's been 15 years since I left home. Said good luck to every seed I'd sown. Give it my best and then I left it alone. I hope they're doing alright. Now I look in the mirror and what do I see? A long wolf there staring back at me. Long in the tooth but harmless as can be. Lord, I guess he's doing alright. And it's a great day. Why can't every day be just this good? Sometimes it's lonely. Sometimes it's only me and the shadows that fill this room. Sometimes I'm falling, desperately calling, howling out. Tattoo. I'll take my old Harley for a 3-day cruise. Might even grow me a Fu Manchu. And it's a great day to be alive. I know the sun's still shining when I close my eyes. There's some hard times.
cowboys and good-hearted women. Real Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Call me much, but she loves this place, and I gotta find her. I don't smoke, but she does when she drinks, so I gotta light her. I like whiskey, she likes tequila, so I take one of both, just in case she walks in, I'll be good to go. She only dances the cowboy songs, loves to get lost in the moment. She comes alive. Don't wanna leave till it's closing, so I got a 20 on the jukebox to keep it playing. Anything that sounds like wailing, right here's where I'll be staying all night long. 'Cause she only dances to cowboy songs. She only dances to cowboy songs. Yeah, she makes love like an Amarillo rain. Just something about her. One night with her would make anyone think they can't live without her. If she rolls through three chords, then her truth might give me every chance. Yeah, steel guitar will steal her heart if anything can. She only dances to cowboy songs. Loves to get lost in the moment. She comes alive. Don't wanna leave till it's closing, so I got a 20 on the jukebox to keep it playing. Anything that sounds like wailing, and right here's where I'll be staying all night long. 'Cause she only dances to cowboy songs. 'Cause she only dances to cowboy songs. I've been wasting quarters waiting for just in case she shows, and I'll be back tomorrow. Place, and I gotta find her.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. George Burge and Cowboy Songs 751. I'm Brian Winnikins, and this a reminder, join Susan Littlefield for the final bell this afternoon. That'll be at about 4:30. She talks with some of the market analysts from around the country to get a wrap of the day's markets and the news and issues behind the markets. That's the final bell coming up later this afternoon, 4:30, here on WRDN. Well, tomorrow's Halloween. How much did you spend this year on Halloween? Well, Americans are expected as a total to spend $11.6 billion on Halloween this year. Wow. That, according to a National Retail Federation survey, that includes costumes, of course, decorations, and candy. Now, there's a sprinkle of money being spent on greeting cards as well. Greeting cards for Halloween? So what is it? You can do trick-or-treat on the Halloween, you know, with the greeting card? If you want to do a treat, you give somebody a scratch-off lottery ticket. That's the treat. You know, okay, they might win money. The trick is you send them a scratch-off lottery ticket that you've already scratched off and didn't win anything. That's the trick, I guess. There's a slight decline, though, from last year's record $12.2 billion spent. Nearly half of American surveys said they started buying Halloween goods before October, up from 32% in 2014. Now, how much did you spend on Halloween this year? For us, not really too much at home. Well, we won't, where we're at, we don't get a lot of trick-or-treaters anyway, so Any candy we get, we just eat ourselves.
I'm Terry Schoonover, candidate for Assembly in District 29, which runs along the Mississippi River from Trempealeau in the south to Prescott in the north and over to Blair in the east. For 20 years, I worked in emergency management. I learned you can't do it by yourself. You have to listen. You have to work with all the agencies that have a piece of the action. You have to respect each other. I want to take that experience to Madison. Help break the gridlock. Get people working together. Get stuff done. I'd appreciate your vote for Assembly on November 5th. Paid for by Schoonover for 8029. Bill Brueger, Treasurer.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Liberal politician Kamala Harris wants to take your guns. She says it herself.
We have to have a buyback program, and I support a mandatory buyback program.
Mandatory buybacks? That's Washington speak for taking away your guns. More from Kamala.
Just because you legally possess a gun in your locked home doesn't mean that we're not going to walk into that home and check to see if you're being responsible.
Take Kamala at her word. Democrats will ban guns and take them from your home. And here in Wisconsin, congressional candidate Rebecca Cook is following in Kamala's footsteps. Rebecca Cook called for a ban on the most commonly owned rifle in the U.S. She even earned an F from the NRA. As a political operative, Cook spent the last decade working for defund the police Democrats. She'd defund police and take your guns. It's radical and it's dangerous. Liberal Rebecca Cook. She won't protect you. She won't let you protect your family.
I'm Derek Van Orden, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. Paid for by Van Orden for Congress.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
It's quiz time. Here's your first question. Which senator joined the extreme left in Washington, D.C. to send COVID relief checks to prisoners, including the Boston Marathon bomber? Answer, Tammy Baldwin. Who backed puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin? Once again, Tammy Baldwin. Next question. Which senator even supported castration and mastectomies for minors? Time's up. It does sound crazy, but that was Tammy Baldwin again. Over and over, Baldwin has sided with the extreme left in D.C. Baldwin is for they, them, not you. And now for our final answer. It's time to replace Tammy Baldwin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
It was no accident, me finding you. Someone had a hand in it, long before we ever knew. Now I just can't believe you're in my life. Heaven's smiling down on me as I look at you tonight. I tip my hand to the keeper of the stars. What he was doing,
join these two hearts. I hold everything when I hold you in my arms, and I've got all I'll ever need, thanks to the keeper of the stars. Soft moonlight on your face, oh, how you shine. It takes my breath away just to look into your eyes. I know I don't deserve treasure like you. There really are no words to show my gratitude. So I tip my hand to the keeper of the stars. Thanks to